The absolute worst thing, though, the absolute worst thing about living in a tower block is the fucking lifts. Because you know if you get in the lift, right, and somebody else gets in there with you, they're bound to say something fucking stupid, you know? Like, hot enough for ducks, eh? Honest to God, don't people talk cack, eh? Oh, I like this, Marjorie, because questions have been asked about it in the Australian Parliament. Cack. Oh, that's Shirley Williams. She's got nice teeth. I'm going to vote for her. Cack. Oh, all this dog shite, I blame Ken Livingstone. Cack, cack, bloody cack. And it's even worse at bus stops. Oh, there's 8 going to town and one hasn't come this way for a day and a half. Cack, cack, cack. Oh, I've had my brain removed. I've had it replaced with a clockwork mouse. Cack, cack, bloody cack. And you grab them by the throat and you slam their heads against the timetable. And they're still talking shit. Stu, it's a funny old world, really, isn't it, eh? Isn't it, eh? Fucking weird, isn't it, eh? Eh? Hey, hey, innit, hey? Here, yeah, didn't you kill my brother? Oh, it must have been me then, sorry. It's very important when you're a comedian, it's very important to be intensely fashionable. And I actually keep my ear very close to the ground, and in consequence, I listen to a lot of dog shit. There was one fashion that I could never really get into, and that was hitchhiking. I don't even remember the big hitching boom of the 60s, you know, where it seemed like half the student union was in Afghanistan. Now half the Soviet Union's in Afghanistan. But it was mainly students, wasn't it? I always really envied students. You know, I envied them wonderful times that students had, you know, like conversations like, you know, do you want to come back to my room in the halls of residence, you know, and then we could play some Leonard Cohen records, you know. And then we could kill ourselves, you know. Leonard Cohen is still actually depressingly popular. But I think it's well deserved, because actually Leonard Cohen actually did point out perhaps the utter tedium and pointlessness of life. He also pointed out the utter tedium and pointlessness of being Canadian.